Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we're nearly at the 3-month point since the return scheme was introduced. This is to increase the number of plastic bottles and cans being recycled. But there have been a number of issues raised about the scheme, from faulty machines to many smaller stores deciding not to participate. Well, for more, we're joined by Seamus Boland from Irish Rural Link and also Caoimhe Maloney from Cavanagh Service Station in Urlingford. Seamus, your issue here is the lack of units in some rural areas. So they're just not being enough machines.
Good morning, Claire. Yes, absolutely. And let's be clear from the start, we wholeheartedly welcome this process, and this, we think it's a step forward, and it's the sort of thing that we should be doing. However, implementing it is a problem from a practical sense and in a rural context. There are, for example, we've got feedback from rural, especially Gaeltacht areas, the west of Ireland, and in a lot of areas like that, that there are long distances between the machines. There's simply not enough machines. We're getting lots of confusion in terms of communications. People are going to machines, they're not either working or they're not doing what they're supposed to do, and people don't know what to do next. And we really are saying that the communications on this matter is very weak, and it is disenchanting our people who really want to be involved in this programme.
Yeah, but we were told that the experience from other countries is that you're not really going to be going every day or every couple of days to one of these machines, that you gather all your bottles together. It's like having another bin or another bag in your house, and then maybe once every 10 days or once a month, you might pay a visit to where this machine is, and that mightn't be close to you, but you might be doing a trip to the big town every couple of weeks at least.
Yeah, I think that is a reasonable response, but nonetheless, I think the reality, unfortunately, is it is the big town you'll be travelling to. The smaller outlets really look like they're not going to be able to manage this. So in a sense, you could argue that the cost of travelling to the big town, you know, it takes a while, because you've already spent the money on the bottles and on the cans. You've spent, in other words, extra money has gone out of your account, which, you know, you could have done with, for example. So by the time you get in there, you have a big bottle of bags, and there you are with a queue behind you putting in all these things. So it causes all sorts of issues around, you know, people's time and people trying to prepare for this. Mm-hmm. But really, the biggest problem, Claire, is still when it doesn't work, and that is happening a bit. People are really angry and frustrated with the fact that they don't know what to do next.
Yeah, because you've made the effort, haven't you, to gather your bottles and your cans, and you've gone to the machine, and the machine doesn't work. It has the potential to ruin an hour or ruin a morning or maybe even ruin your day, right?
Yeah, if you turn up with your bag of cans, which I think is strange, but if you do turn up because you can't, it's too far away, so you save them up and you turn up, there you are, and it's not working. There's no button you can press in the machine and say, look, what do I do next? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going into a car park, you can press a button and say, look, the barrier won't raise, what do I do? And somebody says, well, this is what you do. Or there could be a post, or there could be something written on the machine saying, if this doesn't work, your money will come back. So there is a real problem here about, certainly in rural areas, because, as you said, Claire, you've made the effort, you've travelled in, you've saved up your cans, and there you are, and it's not working, or you can't make it work, and you don't know what to do next.
Well, Caoimhe Maloney from Cavanagh Service Station in Urlingford. Caoimhe, I'm sure you've been on the receiving end of that when people have made the effort and the machine doesn't work.
We have, Claire, and like Seamus, I want to reiterate at the beginning of this that this scheme is a great idea in theory, and it should be embraced by everybody, but the practicalities and the operational end of things is a little bit of a disaster since it started. We have our machine here now since the beginning of March, and we've had a lot of problems with it blocking, breaking down, not working. It did stress us out in the beginning. It's not so much stressing us out now, because we're just going with what it is. It's creating a lot of work for our staff, though. The actual machines need to be cleaned 2 or 3 times a day. They need to be emptied now at least once a day. They're taking up valuable floor space, and it's actually a cost to us. This whole thing was supposed to be a cost-neutral exercise, that it wasn't going to cost the retailer anything other than purchasing the machine. So how this actually works is the retailers purchase the machine. So that's not why it's not available everywhere. It's a huge, huge cost. We bought one of the cheapest machines, and it cost us 12,000 plus that. We ended up paying 14,022 euros for the machine. So any small retailer, if they didn't have it budgeted, would find it hard to find that money.
And you get some of that back, though, don't you? The cost of the machine.
Well, this is one of the issues that I have about this machine, Claire. They're not giving us accelerated capital allowance on it, which means we have to write this machine off over an 8-year period instead of a 1-year period if we had accelerated capital allowance on it. And I don't understand why this hasn't been offered to the retailers to be able to write this actual machine off. There's all sorts of capital allowances for energy efficient equipment on offer. And I don't understand why this machine hasn't been included. I mean, you can buy all sorts of machinery for your business that's included in this scheme. For example, electric cars or lighting or refrigerations.
Machine.
But you can actually get catering and hospitality equipment and systems that are designed, the exact words from the Department of Finance's document, equipment and systems designed to achieve high levels of energy efficiency. So surely this is reducing our carbon emissions, which is increasing energy efficiency.
Can I go back to something you said there, that this was supposed to be cost neutral outside of the cost of the machine, but it's costing you money? How is it costing you money? Explain that to me.
Well, the machine, like I said, there was 2,622 on VAT alone outside the machine. We need to pay for the electricity to run the machine. We need to give the floor space for the machine. We need to give our staff time to go and empty the machine two or three times a day and clean it. The floors need to be mopped. We need to provide the manpower. And what we get per unit is 2.2 cents for every bottle or can that goes into it. So in order to cover the monthly repayments on the machine, Claire, we need to put in about 20,000 bottles into the machine just to cover the cost of paying for the machine each month.
And are you getting that? Are you getting 20,000 bottles?
Not at all. Okay. We didn't even get 1,000 bottles for the month of March. We got €22.53 for our time and energy and to make the repayments on the machine for the whole month of March. Now, I do appreciate March. It was in its infancy stages, and it's going to hopefully take off a little bit more. But this 2.2 cents that the retailer gets per unit isn't going anywhere to cover the power for the machine, never mind the cost, the repayments, and our time and energy in it. So that needs to be upped. But most certainly, I would appeal to the Department of Finance and the Department of Enterprise and the Department of the Environment to get together and have a chat and sort out that all the retailers can get some sort of accelerated capital allowance on this machine, because there's no way that my particular machine, Claire, will be around in 8 years' time.
Are you getting your money back from return? Because you have, if I go in with my bottles, you have to give me a voucher there and then. How long does it take you to get your money back from the return scheme?
I don't know, Claire. I haven't got anything back yet. It's now the 17th of April, and we've done all these payouts on behalf of return of 15 cents and 25 cents to the customers right through the month of March. We got our reconciliation statement on the 7th of April, but I still haven't seen any money for them. So at the moment, we're acting as cash flow for them as well.
Yikes. Okay. Do you regret getting the machine in?
I don't know. We're going to give it another month, Claire, and then we'll make up our mind. But I would like to compliment one particular aspect of the whole system. It's a company in Limerick who won the contract to collect the bottles every week. And they supplied us with the huge bins that wait outside to be filled up from our staff emptying the bins. And this company, I think they're called LPP, they have worked flawlessly and like clockwork since day one.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that.
One part of it is working right.
Good luck with it over the next month, and we might check in with you again to see how it's going. That's Caoimhe Maloney there. And earlier we spoke to Seamus Boland. Now I have Ciarán Foley with us too, the CEO of Return. Hello again, Ciarán.
Claire, how are you?
I'm good. Now, you've heard a couple of issues raised there. And first to what Seamus was saying about there being a lack of machines in certain parts of the country. And I had a look at the map online where you can see where all the machines are. And there are a couple of spots, more than a couple, where there is a lack of machines. So do you agree with his point there to some extent?
I do, yeah. I think he made great points, to be honest. We would say, genuinely, we're very pleased with the coverage. So I remember talking to you, we were hoping to have 1,850 machines live for February the 1st, which we achieved, and that number is now 2,388, and growing at a very impressive rate every week. So we want the best coverage we can possibly get. Any area that sees itself as a black spot should be contacting us, and we will work with the communities and we work with the retailers in the community to try and improve it.
So who contacts you from in a black spot? Like, who are you relying on to bring the information to you? Like, you can see it yourself on the map.
Well, we see very good coverage. Like, in fairness, we obviously had to get the scheme up and running, and we probably have a lot better coverage than we originally anticipated. That doesn't mean absolutely everywhere is covered, and what Seamus was describing, people travelling, we'd love to avoid that. It won't be possible in all cases, you can imagine. Mm-hmm. But I would encourage anyone in the community to contact us and let us know where's the black spots. And we will now, we talked a lot about phase two, we talked about getting up and running. And just to put everything in context, Claire, if I may, we've had 47 million containers returned. We had 2 million containers returned in one day on last Saturday, which is, after 11 weeks, I think, phenomenal. So, you know, the Irish people are buying into this scheme, and there are obviously some areas to iron out, but broadly speaking, it's going extremely well.
So just going back to the areas that don't have a machine, like, there's never going to be a situation where Return is going in there and saying, well, we'll put the machine in and we'll pay for it. You'll be relying on a retailer in that area to step up.
Absolutely. And where, I mean, even if you take Eva's case that you were talking to there, where the footfall makes sense, it will be in somebody's interest. If you were the only return point in an area and you didn't opt in initially, then it could well be in your interest to do so, A, to help your customers, but also potentially to be cost neutral or better. So as you can imagine, our goal here is just to get every can and bottle recycled. So we will work with any community that wants to get involved. Mm-hmm. And if it's so rural that it's not going to work, then, as you said, you know, travelling to the local town once a week or once a month should work fine.
Just from Caoimhe's description of managing it, it doesn't sound very appealing. Like, you're getting 2.2 cent per unit. You've got all of the cleaning. You've got the machine breaking down, frustrated customers. And then she's acting as a credit line for Return because she hasn't had any money back from you yet.
Yeah, I definitely disagree. She'll be paid on time. There's 30-day payment terms and she will get her money on time, and Return will do that in every instance.
But you are expecting 30 days of credit then from the retailers who are having to pay the consumers straight away.
We obviously have to get the invoices in. We have to calculate what the payment is, and then that's the agreement, and we'll pay them on time every time.
It seems a little bit slow, because you told me before that you know in real time if a machine is working or not. So the technology is there to know what's going in. You're able to tell me you had 2 million bottles through on Saturday, and yet you can't pay the retailer for 30 days.
No, in fairness, all of that does have to be reconciled. And I don't think anybody's complaining about the 30-day payment terms. I think that's pretty
Caoimhe
good.
Caoimhe just did.
She did, but she said she hasn't been paid yet when she's paid on time. And can I just say, Claire, with Caoimhe and with other examples, we obviously had teething problems, and we've had, you know, you remember us talking about international barcodes and whitelists. All of them have been resolved. We have issues with machines not working. That's getting better every day. We're at 86% time now. The best schemes around Europe operated between 90 and 95. So we're not quite where we need to be, but after 11 weeks, we're in a great place. This machine wasn't working for a number of weeks. It is working now. She's seeing her numbers improve. Obviously, there's a lot more to come. And once we get into the summer months, we're going to see a huge uplift in numbers. And that would be the time for Caoimhe and others like it to look and see if it's actually cost neutral as we would claim.
Why are you saying that there'll be an uplift in the summer? Is that because the bottles without the logo on them will be out of circulation by then?
No, not just that. I mean, just generally, these commodities, that's what happens. So drinks in the summer months, when we get nice warm weather, literally the market could double. So we're going to see that. But also, as you say, the transition period will be coming to an end, mm-hmm. and everybody will be getting used to the scheme. So she's going to see a huge uplift. And then, and as I've said to you a number of times, we're keeping everything under review, and we will review all of the numbers in the first quarter of next year.
Okay, I know you've gone through this before, but people are still asking, can you ask the return man, that's you, what exactly happens to the plastic and the cans that are being recycled?
Okay, so this is a great question for us, because we have to persuade the Irish public that it's worthwhile to bring it back to us. So, as we've said before, it's a separate collection scheme. So if we can get all of this product into one place, as opposed to what happens currently through the mixed dry recycling, then we get a much better quality of recyclers, and we can recycle the bottle up to 7 times. If we get enough of this product, that's over 15,000 tonnes in one place, which we will achieve through this scheme, then that will make it economically viable for somebody to build a recycling plant on the island of Ireland, which we don't have now. And that will mean that everybody, you, me, we can all see what happens to these bottles. They'll literally be put through the circular economy, where they'll keep coming back to Limerick. Same producers will buy the material back off us, and we'll be recycling it on the island and constantly using it in that circle. So there are two huge reasons why we don't want people putting the product in the mixed dry recycling anymore, and why we need them to bring it back to us in the separate collection.
All right, and the incentive is that your 15 or 25 cent that you will get back if you bring it back to the machine. Ciarán, thank you very much for taking our call again. That is Ciarán Foley there from the Return Scheme. We're going to take a break, but coming up next, we'll have conductor David Brophy's call out for amateur musicians to join his brand new orchestra.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.